Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. Today, we are looking at what might be a roadmap to the future, how to thrive in the age of AI.
That's right.
AI.
Yeah, it's definitely a hot topic these days, and for good reason.
Right. So this document we're diving into, it says we need to, like, seriously level up our skills. But, and here's the twist, it's not just about coding and algorithms.
Yeah, you might be surprised to hear that things like meditation and really deep thinking, those are going to be just as crucial.
More so, even arguably. So it's like all those self-help gurus might actually be onto something.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
The document keeps hammering this idea of technology adaptability.
Right.
So it's not just, can you use the latest AI tool? It's more like, can you wrap your head around how it all works and roll with the punches as this tech just keeps evolving at warp speed?
Yeah. So instead of freaking out when some new AI comes out, we should be like chameleons, you know? Just adapt and blend right in.
Exactly. That's the spirit. And get this, the document uses a pretty cool comparison. It calls AI a processor for our brains, like it can actually upgrade our human capabilities. Okay, whoa, now that's a bold statement. Let's break that down a bit.
Yeah.
What does it actually mean to have AI as a processor for our brains?
Well, think about it. You have this amazing brain, right? Full of knowledge and skills. That's like your software AI comes along and boom, it's like adding this turbocharged processor to your system. So suddenly you can analyze information, faster process, like tons of data, and even get help coming up with new ideas.
So it's not about AI replacing us.
Yeah.
It's more like AI taking care of all the tedious stuff. So then we humans can finally focus on what we're good at, the strategic thinking, the creativity, and problem solving.
Exactly. Those uniquely human skills, those are going to be more valuable than ever as AI gets woven into our lives.
Now, here's where things get really interesting. The document actually suggests that things like meditation and deep immersion, these practices can actually boost those skills. Like, they even highlight this professor from Seoul National University, Professor Kwang Nong Moon. And he has this three-step process to help people train their minds for success in this AI-powered world.
It's not as far out as it sounds. The first step is about building the solid foundation of mental focus and clarity. And that's through meditation.
Right, so quieting your mind and tapping into that inner peace.
Exactly. Then step two is immersion training, where you dive deep into a single task and block out all distractions.
You know, it's funny. I've noticed that whenever I'm stuck on a creative problem, the solution usually hits me when I'm not even working on it, like when I'm out for a run or in the shower. It's like my subconscious is working on it in the background.
That's a perfect example of how stepping away can lead to those aha moments. And then the third step Professor Huang outlines is about applying that focus and clarity to everything you do, both at work and in your personal life.
So it's not just about meditating in a quiet room. It's about bringing that mindfulness to your everyday life. Sounds like a recipe for some serious productivity and creativity.
Absolutely. And in a world where AI is handling more of the routine tasks, that kind of mental agility, it's going to be essential to stay ahead of the curve.
Okay, so we've got our mental upgrade thanks to meditation and immersion. What other skills does this roadmap point to?
Well, it actually dives into some specific job roles that will be in super high demand, like AI coordinators.
AI coordinators. I'm picturing someone in a lab coat directing a team of robots.
Not quite. They will need some technical know-how, but their role is more about bridging the gap between AI systems and human teams.
So they're like the diplomats of the AI world,
mm-hmm.
making sure humans and machines are playing nice.
Exactly. They need to understand the strengths and weaknesses of AI, how to weave it into different workflows, and train people to use AI tools effectively. Think of them like the conductors of an orchestra, making sure all the instruments are playing in sync to create a beautiful symphony.
Oh, I like that analogy. And speaking of specialized roles, the document also mentions something called prompt engineers, people who can, quote, speak AI's language. So does this mean I need to go back to school for a degree in robotics?
Oh, no, you don't need to know binary code or anything. It's more about understanding how to give AI systems the right instructions to get the results you're after.
So like being an AI whisperer, you need to know how to communicate with these systems so they do what you want.
Precisely. It's this blend of creativity, technical knowledge, and really knowing the ins and outs of the specific AI you're working with.
So we've got our AI coordinators, our AI whispers. This is already giving me a peek into a future that feels both familiar and totally alien at the same time.
It's definitely a future bursting with possibilities, but it's not just about individual skills and jobs. This document also tackles the bigger picture, how AI is going to shape society as a whole.
Okay, let's zoom out a bit and look at the big picture.
Yeah.
What kind of world does this document envision?
It paints a picture of a future where AI can potentially solve some of humanity's biggest challenges. things like climate change or inequality in healthcare.
That's the optimistic side.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing there are some potential downsides too.
Right.
Risks we need to consider.
Oh, absolutely. The document doesn't sugarcoat anything.
Like what are some potential pitfalls we need to be aware of?
Well, one of the big ones is that AI can make existing inequalities even worse. Like if only a select few have access to AI's benefits, it could widen the gap between the haves and have-nots.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about making sure it's used ethically and responsibly.
Exactly. The document really stresses that policymakers, businesses, and individuals, we all need to work together to make sure AI benefits everyone.
That's a tall order. But that's what makes these deep dives so important. We need to start having these conversations now to shape the future we want.
I completely agree. The choices we make today will have a ripple effect for generations to come.
Well, this is already a lot to process, and we've only scratched the surface of this document. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll dive into some specific policy recommendations and explore what this AI-powered future could mean for our daily lives.
One of the big ideas this document throws out there is universal basic income.
A UBI. Whoa. It's a pretty big change. You really think it could happen?
Well, the document makes the case that it might become necessary. As AI starts automating more and more jobs, you know, people might need that safety net.
Yeah, it would definitely change how we think about work and income.
For sure. It could give people a cushion while they're retraining or exploring new careers or even starting their own thing.
So instead of being scared of a future with no jobs, we could see it as a chance for more freedom and flexibility.
Exactly. And that's not all. They talk about shorter work weeks, too. Imagine having more time for family hobbies or just relaxing.
Okay, now that's a future I can get behind. Sign me up.
Yeah.
So would we all just become lazy couch potatoes, though?
Well, the document does mention that we need to make sure we use that free time wisely. You know, cultivate a culture of lifelong learning and being active in our communities.
Right. So it's not just about having free time. It's about using it to better ourselves and the world around us.
Exactly. And they suggest that AI could actually help with that, too, by providing personalized education and training to help people develop new skills and interests.
Okay, so let's say someone's listening to this and thinking, all right, I'm on board. The future is here. What do I do? What concrete steps can they take based on this document?
Well, the most important thing is to embrace lifelong learning. The skills that are hot today might be outdated tomorrow, so you need to be constantly learning and adapting.
Couldn't agree more. Being curious and willing to learn those are going to be essential in the age of AI.
And the other thing is to actually start playing around with AI tools.
Yeah.
There are so many amazing apps and platforms out there that can help you with everything from writing to design to research.
Don't be afraid to experiment.
Yeah.
You know, get your hands dirty and see what AI can do. That's the best way to understand it and see its potential.
And as you're doing that, it's crucial to stay informed about the ethical side of things. We need to be talking about bias, privacy, the impact on society, all of that.
It's not just about the shiny new tech. It's about making sure AI is developed and used in a way that aligns with our values and benefits all of humanity.
Well said. At the end of the day, this document emphasizes that AI is a tool. Like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. It's up to us to decide what kind of future we build.
I think that's such a powerful message. It's not about being controlled by technology. It's about using technology to empower ourselves and create a better world.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's a future worth working towards.
So we've talked about these big societal shifts and individual skills, but I'm curious to make it a bit more personal. What would your ideal job in an AI-powered world look like?
That's a tough one. I've always been fascinated by how technology and creativity can work together.
Yeah, and me too.
So maybe something where I could use AI as a partner, like to push the boundaries of art. You know,
so like using AI to compose music or create incredible visual art.
Exactly. Or even come up with entirely new art forms that we haven't even thought of yet.
That's wild. I love that idea. Like finding that synergy between human creativity and AI's power. It's not about humans versus machines. It's about humans working with machines.
Right. And I think that's the big takeaway from this whole document. AI is this powerful tool that can change our world in ways we can barely imagine.
And it's our responsibility to figure out how to use it to create a future that's innovative and fair for everyone.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive. We've covered so much: the importance of lifelong learning and adapting to new technology, the possibility of shorter work weeks and universal basic income. It's a lot to wrap our heads around.
Definitely gives you a lot to think about.
But that's the whole point of these deep dives, right?
Yeah.
To make us think critically about the future and what role we want to play.
Exactly.
So to everyone listening out there, We encourage you to keep digging into these ideas, read more, play around with AI tools, and have those important conversations about the kind of world we want to build.
The future of AI is being shaped right now.
And we all have a part in it.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
And until next time, keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep thriving.